You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Amen, amen. Look at somebody and say, you look good this Easter. Look at somebody else and say, I haven't seen you in a while. It's all right. A little Sunday humor. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right to have fun. This week, as I was just praying, and God gave me this word, and the name of the word is a new day. A new day. Can you just say that with me today? A new day. Look at somebody square in the face and say, this is my new day. Before I even tell you what this word is, I kind of have to set a little bit of background for this word. And it's right here in Matthew 27. You can go there with me today. But I'm going to give you just a little bit of a recap. There was Jesus on the cross, dying. The sky went black, the earth shook, the ground trembled. Jesus had been a symbol of hope to people that were broken, that were oppressed, that were at the end of themselves, and now this hope was breathing his last breath. Jesus' life was extinguished on the cross. The one who brought hope, the one who brought love, the one who brought life into this dark and terrifying world was hanging on a tree, lifeless. Jesus' followers had seen him beaten, tortured, mocked, spat on, disrespected, dishonored, and now he's dead. Everything looked hopeless. Anybody ever been at a place where things looked hopeless? I want to tell you today, whatever your life looks like today, there's still hope. Whatever you're going through today, there's still hope. God hasn't forgotten about you. It hasn't slipped his mind. He doesn't have so many details on his plate that he forgot about you. No matter what it looks like, no matter how your circumstances might look dead, God can do miracles. Look at somebody and say, God can do miracles. Even out of a disrespectful, ugly, awful event, God can bring something beautiful. Amen? Amen? How many believers know that God can turn a bad thing into a good thing? I just want to make sure I'm in the right room today. So there's this horrific trial. Jesus is stripped of his dignity, stripped of his outer garments. He's beaten, he's humiliated. He's tortured, he's mocked on the cross. After a full day of this, Jesus dies on a Friday. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Matthew tells us. Then they come to take Jesus' body off the cross. It's pitch black. They probably have to use torches to even see to get the body off the cross. The few disciples that weren't scared and scattered put Jesus' body in the tomb. Now, it was a nice tomb, they tell us. Joseph of Arimathea. He was a wealthy man. He had this tomb. It was cut out of the, carved out of the rock. And he said he was a disciple of Jesus. So let's put Jesus in this nice tomb. Have you ever tried to put something that died in your life into a nice tomb? You tried to put a nice trapping around something terrible that happened in your life? Maybe something died, but you put it in a nice tomb. I'm going to try to make the most out of this difficult situation, this time that I got the wind knocked out of my sails. I'm going to do my best. Can I tell you, this is man's attempt at redemption. Man's best attempt at redemption is throwing flowers on something that's dead. Putting something that's dead into a nice tomb. This is our attempt at redemption. And man's redemption is always incomplete. Sometimes that's us. We take a dead dream. We take a dead relationship. But we say, oh, this terrible thing happened. Let me just put a nice tomb around it. Let me put some flowers on top of it. Friday, Jesus died. Saturday, everyone's grieving. People are crying. People are hopeless, confused, angry, frustrated. You see what happens without Jesus? This is what the world looks like without Jesus. People are grieving. People are crying. People are hopeless. People are angry. People are bitter. People are confused. So this continues all Saturday. But then, look at somebody say, but then. There's a new day. Look at somebody else and say, there's a new day. All right, this is your part. Matthew 28. Look it up. Matthew 28. This is where we're going to be right here. Matthew 28. This is the new day. It says, Matthew 28, 1, early on Sunday morning. Thank you guys for getting up early. This is the early service. Thank you guys for getting up early on Sunday morning. It says, early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Early in the morning, as the new day dawned. Can I tell you, the word of the Lord for you today is, there's a new day dawning for you. There's a new day dawning. It's just starting to happen. It's just starting to break through the skies. It's just starting to happen. The Lord is doing a new thing, something he's never done before, just like on Easter 2,000 years ago, something that's never happened, something the world has never seen. God's doing a new thing. The Bible says, do you not perceive it? It's a new thing for a new day. It's not an old thing. You got to get out of the old. You got to get out of the old habits. You got to get out of the old way of doing things. You got to get out of the old man so you can get into the new day, get into the new thing, get into the new blessing that God has for you. Sometimes we have old habits, old routines that limit us from what the new thing that God wants to break us into. What does the Apostle Paul say? Now you're a new creation. And so God wants to do a new thing, a new season. Look at someone and say, get out of the old. Because God is doing something new. God is doing something new. So Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go looking for Jesus in the tomb. But guess what? He's not in there because God's not in the old. God is doing something new. God is doing a new thing if you can perceive it. God is doing it. He's not where you thought that he should be. He's not where he used to be. He's not doing what you've seen him do before. But behold, he's doing a new thing. I hope you get a hold of this, because sometimes we as Christians, we keep going back to the same place where we found him before, and we think we can put a formula on Jesus. We think we can put Jesus in a box. We think we can go looking back in the old place. But God said, that's done. I'm dead. That's dead to me. I'm doing something new. I'm doing something creative. I'm bringing something. I'm dawning something new. Look at somebody and say, God's doing something new. You won't find God doing the old thing. He's already out of the old box. He's doing something new. Matter of fact, he was never in the old box that you thought he was in. You just thought he was in the old box because you had a limited understanding of who he was to you. Let's get back to this Matthew 28, 2. It says suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. Let's say it again, suddenly. God wants to give you a suddenly experience. God wants to give you a sudden, stuff that you've been waiting a long time for, stuff that you've been anticipating, stuff you've been praying for, stuff you've been anxious about, worried about, something's going to happen, and it's going to be suddenly that it's going to happen. You cannot predict when God is going to move in your life. It happens suddenly. You need to get ready, because when you least expect it, God is going to start moving. God is going to start moving. God is going to start moving. It happens suddenly. God's movement will catch you by surprise. So get ready, because God rewards the prepared. God rewards the prepared. God rewards the prepared. It's like Jesus said about, he gave this story about 10 virgins. 10 virgins. Now, 5 of them were prepared and 5 of them were not prepared. 5 of them had enough oil. And five of them did not have enough oil. So the five that were not prepared, they had to go back and get some oil. They asked the five that were prepared. They said, can we have some of your oil? But can I tell you, you can't siphon off of someone else's oil. The oil represents the Spirit. Either you have the Spirit and you're prepared because the Spirit is inside of you and you're in the right position because you got the Spirit, or you don't. God rewards the prepared. It's the Spirit. It's the oil. When we have the oil of His Spirit, we're prepared and we're ready and we're in the right place, because it says when the bridegroom came, that the five unready virgins, they weren't even in the right place because they had to go back and get the oil. Look at somebody, say, God rewards the prepared. Look at somebody, say, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be in position. You got to have the Holy Spirit for yourself. You got to have the Spirit of Christ inside of you so that you can be in position. You got to be filled up with the oil. Let's continue. Matthew 28:2 says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven. There was a great earthquake. The Bible tells us that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. God's about to shake stuff up. Can I tell you, God's about to shake stuff up in your life. God's about to shake stuff up in your family. God's about to shake stuff up in this nation. God's about to shake stuff up in our communities. Just get ready, because God's about to shake things up. This is what Haggai said in 2:6. He said, in just a little while, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations. Come on, that's a word, because God is about to shake things around. You need to make sure that you are where you need to be when stuff starts to shake. Because being out of position when God starts to shake things can be devastating. Listen, when you're in the wrong position and an earthquake happens, bad things happen. It's all about knowing where to be when the shaking starts, because if you're out of position when the shaking starts, right, harm could come to you. God's shaking always brings, listen, blessing or judgment, depending on where you're standing. God's shaking, look through the Word of God, you're going to see this over and over again. God's shaking either brings blessing or judgment, depending on where you're standing. Make sure you're where God wants you to be. Matthew 28:2 says, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven. He rolled aside the stone and he sat on it. Can I tell you, there's an angel, there's a messenger, there's a message for you today. Right. That he's rolled away the stone, the stuff that's dead and is ugly and it stinks. The beautiful things in your life that the enemy tried to kill, God wants to bring it back to life. God is bringing it back to life. God is sitting on top of your circumstance. He's sitting on top of your limitation, and he's opening up a door for the things that you thought were dead to come back to life. See, because we serve a big God, a God that shakes stuff up, a God that comes down directly into your situation, and he sits on top of the stone that was blocking your progress, that was blocking, that was holding you back, keeping dead things, and he's bringing dead things to life. I hope that you hear this, because he's opened up a new door for a new day. You can't do a new day without a new door. God wants to open up the opportunities so that you can walk into the new day. He's resurrecting stuff. He's resurrecting all kind of things in your life. God's sitting on top of your circumstance. God's bigger than your problems. God's bigger than what tried to kill your dream. And God's looking at you, and he's seeing how you tried to fix problems your own way, and how you tried to redeem it your own way. And he's saying, I have a better way for you. I can redeem your life. I can redeem everything that's going on in your life. There's a message God wants to get to you today. You've been waiting for something, and if you're ready,
It's here.
Jesus said it like this: the kingdom of God is at hand. It's like God's got it right here. Right here for you today. This is a season where God's holding his hand out and saying, take it, take it. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Your new day is at hand. Your new season, your fresh start is right here. Let's continue. Matthew 28:4. The guards shook with fear when they saw the angel, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. Don't be afraid, he said. You see, the guards and the women were both terrified, but the angel told the women not to be afraid. See, he didn't tell the guards not to be afraid. It's interesting that he didn't say anything to the guards. He only told the women, don't be afraid. Being out of position is terrifying. You see, the guards and the women were in the same place. But you see, the women were in position and the guards were out of position. You don't need to be in someone else's position. You need to be in the position that God puts you in and not try to be somewhere else, not be in someone else's position or out of position. You need to be in your position so that the message can come to you. Know where God wants you to be and be there. Look at somebody and say, don't be out of position. Look at somebody else and say, don't be in someone else's position. Be where God put you. Matthew 28:5. And the angel of the Lord spoke to the women, don't be afraid. He said, I know who you're looking for. I know who you're looking for. Who are you looking for, church? Who are you looking for? Honestly, when you get up in the morning, when you're going through your schedule, who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? In your priorities, in your focus, in your life, who are you looking for? I can tell you that some Christians have stopped looking for him. They're looking for something else. It's something else that's driving them when they get up in the morning. There's something else that there's their focus. It's not, the focus isn't Jesus or what Jesus has for them or being filled up with the oil so they can be in position for the new day that's coming. It's the focus is somewhere else. Something else has become the priority. So many people miss their new day because they stopped somewhere along the way looking for Jesus. These women were in the right place at the right time because they never stopped looking for Jesus. Listen, Peter, some of the other disciples, they had stopped looking for Jesus and they were in danger of missing the dawning of their new day. But these women never stopped looking for Jesus. There was a moment that Peter was walking on the water, doing great things, but then for whatever reason, he stopped looking at Jesus. Stuff, everything started falling apart for him. Can I tell you as a Christian, if you stop looking at Jesus, if you stop focusing on Jesus, even if you're a disciple, even if you're a disciple like Peter, a bold man of faith, if you stop looking at Jesus, if you stop focusing there, stuff starts falling apart. We got to keep looking at Jesus. We got to stop, keep looking for Jesus in our everyday, or we will miss our new day. Things fall apart without Jesus. God is the glue that holds the universe together. It doesn't work without him. Without Jesus, our world doesn't function correctly. Will you stand with me? God has something great for you today. God has something new for you today. God has something powerful for you today. My desire is that everybody catch it. Catch whatever that new thing is. Whatever that new thing is. Whatever that new chapter. chapter is. I don't know what chapter you're on. Maybe you're on chapter 3. Maybe you're on chapter 5. Maybe you're on chapter 15. But can I tell you, God has a new chapter and a new day for you. He's saying the old thing is passed away. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Behold, I'm rolling the limitations back. I'm rolling the stone away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has a new day. God has resurrection power to bring the things that you thought were dead back to life. The dreams that God gave you, the hope that's in your heart that sometimes feels faint, sometimes feels gone. God wants to breathe new life, ignite that flame again. I want to ask the prayer team to come down and listen, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If this is you today and you say, I know I need specifically that word is for me. I need to start a new chapter today. I need to start a new chapter. Maybe it's chapter 15. Maybe it's chapter 3. Maybe it's chapter 1. Maybe you never really said yes to Jesus. Maybe you said yes, but you walked away from Jesus and you need to reconnect with him. Maybe you're just looking for, what is the next thing? What is the new thing that God wants for me? Can I tell you, God wants to bless you. God wants to reconnect with you. God wants to love on his children. God wants to give his very best to his children. God is standing like the father in the prodigal story with his arms wide open saying, come here. Come here, let me give you this new day. Let me give you this fresh start. If that's you today, come down to the altar right now. This is the moment. If you need to give your life to Jesus, if you need to start a fresh start, if you need to open up a new chapter, this is your moment. This is your moment. As heads are bowed, come down here right now. This is your moment to say yes. To say yes.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.